Marilynne Robinson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who tells us, "Over the years, I have collected so many books that, in aggregate, they can fairly be called a library. I don't know what percentage of them I have read. Increasingly, I wonder how many of them I will ever read. This has done nothing to dampen my pleasure in acquiring more books. It has caused me to ponder the meaning they have for me and the fact that, to me, they epitomize one great aspect of the goodness of life. I love the writers of my 1,000 books. It pleases me to think how astonished old Homer would be to find his epics on the shelf of such an unimaginable being as myself, in the middle of an unrumored continent. I love the large minority of the writers on my shelves who have struggled with words and thoughts, and by my lights have lost the struggle. Altogether, they are my community, the creators of the very idea of books, poetry, and extended narratives, and of the amazing human conversation that has taken place across millennia, through weal and woe, over the heads of interest and utility. I remember once as a child walking into a library, looking around at the books, and thinking, I could do that. In fact, I didn't do it until I was well into my 30s, but the affinity I have felt with books as such preserved in me the secret knowledge that I was a writer, when any dispassionate appraisal of my life would have dismissed the notion entirely. So I belong to the community of the written word in several ways. First, books have taught me most of what I know, and they have trained my attention and my imagination. Second, they gave me a sense of the possible, which is the great service, and too often, when it is ungenerous, the great disservice a community performs for its members. Third, they embodied richness and refinement of language, and the artful use of language in the service of the imagination. Fourth, they gave me, and still give me, courage. Sometimes, when I have spent days in my study dreaming a world while the world itself shines outside my windows, forgetting to call my mother because one of my non-beings has come up with a thought that interests me, I think this is a very odd way to spend a life. But I have my library all around me, my cloud of witnesses to the strangeness and brilliance of human experience, who have helped me to my deepest enjoyments of it. Every writer I know, when asked how to become a writer, responds with one word, read. Excellent advice for a great many reasons, a few of which I have suggested here. Words of award-winning author Marilynne Robinson in an essay titled Imagination and Community in Commonweal, February 2012. What wonderful advice! She calls out to us, read, and relates reading to a sense of community, to the building of a community. Happily, the people of Lackawanna County experience that wisdom each year during a program titled Scranton Reads, One City, One Book. And so very appropriately, Marilynne Robinson is the featured author in 2017 as the region prepares to gather together to read and discuss Gilead, winner of the Pulitzer Prize. Jessica Sorrenti, Community Relations Officer of the Albright Memorial Library and member of the Scranton Reads Committee, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about Scranton Reads and this year's book, Gilead.
Scranton Reads is an annual event that primarily happens in Scranton, but it also includes Lackawanna County. And it essentially is to promote everyone to read the same book at the same time and share their experience in reading it. It's just a way to get everyone interested in reading, maybe challenge themselves with something they haven't read before, but hey, I'll try it out this year. So Scranton Reads just started back in 2002, and we've been still going strong with it, and I'm so glad we are. It's a free, completely free program for everyone. The books are free, the events are free, book discussions are free, just to get everyone talking and reading.
What are some of the ones in the past?
Well, last year we did The Handmaid's Tale, which was fantastic, and coincidentally, they made the TV series not long after we read it. So anyone who got to experience reading it with Scranton Reads was then able to talk about the TV show, and they've come back since and said, hey, oh my gosh, you're doing Scranton Reads again, and we just had Handmaid's Tale, and I watched the show. So it really started this big community involvement of joining the library with popular entertainment. So that really helped us kick things off. But other reads we did The Things They Carried, where we had the author come in and really talk and discuss the Vietnam War. And we had a lot of Vietnam veterans in the area come in as well and share their experiences. So that was a very personal and community-wide event. We also had To Kill a Mockingbird, which we got through an NEA Big Reads grant 1 year. And that was a big success. Everyone seems to really like that and enjoy that book.
Do you have partners in this in terms of the community?
Yeah, there are a lot of partners in our area. City of Scranton for number one. We have Marywood University, University of Scranton, Penn State Worthington Campus, the Lackawanna Historical Society. Now we have the GAR Civil War Museum in Scranton. Oh my goodness, there's Times Tribune. And it just keeps going. So the great thing is, as we do this every year, a few more organizations add on, and they want to be a part of it, which is great. That's what we want to see.
Overall, what are some of the options?
The traditional book discussions are across Lackawanna County. They're free to come. We'll be giving away free books at all the book discussions as well. So even if you're interested in picking up a book and you want to just sit down and see what everyone's talking about, feel free. There's no pressure as to how much of the book you have to read at one time. Just come in and share your thoughts. And but they are happening all across Lackawanna County. They're happening at the Lackawanna County Library System Libraries, the Albright Memorial Library on every Monday at 6. And then we also have St. Luke's Episcopal Church next Sunday at 11:15. And Marywood University in their Learning Commons is hosting one. Oh, and before I forget, University of Scranton's Weinberg Memorial Library. And that was a new addition this year, so we're very excited for that.
Okay, so drum roll, please.
Yes.
Tell us what the book this year is.
It is Gilead by Marilyn Robinson. It was a Pulitzer Prize winning for fiction in 2005, and it's continued to be a book of discussion for everyone. And this is my first time reading it, so it was totally new for me, but it was a really interesting read. We kind of call it the challenge book of 2017. There's no traditional chapters in it. It's written as a memoir/letter. It's episodic, there's some paragraph breaks, but that's about it. So it is a bit of a challenge, but I think it's one that's worthwhile. It was a really interesting read for me in a new perspective.
And it's set when, where?
A fictional town of Gilead, Iowa in 1956. The main character is Reverend John Ames, and he's in his 70s, and he's writing this letter, Gilead, to his young son, who's only about 7 or 8 years old. He married late in life and then, had his son. So there's a sense of urgency since he is older, that he wants to get down his life story, his father, his grandfather's stories, and then really talk about, since he is a reverend, his faith and how he's had to deal with, people he may not necessarily like what they've done, or he talks about World War I especially, and so those heavy topics and discussion of faith, but it's done in a way that you can read what he's talking about and come in and go, yeah, let's talk about this more. So he kind of takes the heaviness out of it a little bit so you can open up and really talk more about those topics.
And who are the kinds of people who lead the discussions?
A lot of it is the Scranton Reads Committee members. So there are some librarians from the Scranton Public Library and the other Lackawanna County Library System libraries. We also have Dr. Rebecca Beal from the University of Scranton. She's an English professor there who is helping facilitate several discussions this year. And she's actually helping her students read the book, and then they're going to actually help facilitate with the committee members so they can get out into the community and see what it's all about. So yeah, we're really excited about that.
You mentioned, of course, the TV series Handmaid's Tale,
mm-hmm.
and we know of the classic film
yeah.
of To Kill a Mockingbird. Has anything been done with Gilead yet?
To my knowledge, no, but I will say there is a reference of a book in here that was made into a movie that was almost an Academy Award winner. It's called The Trail of the Lonesome Pine. And the wife in the Gilead novel reads this book, and she can't get herself away from it. She just keeps reading it. And as we did some research, I found out that there was a movie made, and it was an Academy Award nominee. I think we have the movie actually in our collection at the library. So if you want to borrow it, go for it. And then just let us know at a book discussion how it went.
So those are the kinds of ripples that
yes.
can happen.
There's a lot of references to other literature and movies in Gilead. And so even though Gilead itself wasn't made into anything, you're going to be able to really expand on what this book offers.
If we know the wonderful body of musical literature that the spirituals are, we know there is a balm in Gilead. Does that come up anywhere?
Yeah, well, I mean, especially when he talks about his congregation and especially his sermons. The sermons are essentially that balm. And it's interesting, there's always sometimes what he wants to say and what needs to be said. And those are not always the same thing. And so he really talks about how there's some sermons he's written but never said, because he needed to create more of a balm for the congregation, for the community in Iowa as a whole. So that's very interesting, and you know, you don't even think about that, but it's a very interesting perspective from a reverend as far as what they go through in their lives. But it's just amazing the scope of which this book is still, you know, going strong. It hasn't faded into the background at all, and she's kept going with this book. Actually, it's the first in the series, and then there's more afterwards. So it's really grown, and there's a wonderful interview between her and Barack Obama, and how he actually used some of what she talks about in part of his platform. So her scope is just very large.
And tell us when and how things are launched.
Yes, officially the launch is this Friday, October 6th. It's the first Friday Scranton Reads kickoff. We're kind of combining the two together. The Albright Memorial Library is a first Friday venue, and now we're adding Scranton Reads into that. And we're going to be reading excerpts of Gilead and also historical letters from the Scranton area in the spirit of letter writing. So we've got the Historical Society with a wonderful letter from George Scranton talking about the early iron furnaces, and I know that big bonfire is happening, so come check that letter out. We also have four or five Civil War letters that soldiers wrote to their family members, and those are just extremely personal but amazing to read. And it just keeps going. There's even more letters coming in as we speak. So if you like historical letters, if you want to understand more about what Gilead is, or test it out, come to the kickoff on Friday, October 6th, and just join us.
And historically, you've had a wonderful web presence.
Yeah, and Scranton Reads does a really good job with that. We actually have a website for Scranton Reads. It's simply scrantonreads.org. And if you type that in, it'll bring you right up to the website. It talks about the history of Scranton Reads, the author, the book itself, and all the events and discussions that we have going on. So that could be like your go-to web.
Did I come across online YouTube videos of some of the past talks?
Yes, there are. Way back when, before I was even at the library. Yeah, there are some interesting YouTube talks, and are also available through the Lackawanna Digital Archives that we have now, which you can find the link on the library website, albright.org. So yeah, but if you just even type in YouTube and go to Scranton Reads, you're going to find stuff. It's fun to look back on the history of it.
And it gives you a sense of what questions our community is asking.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing to always come in and you plan on what you're going to say as a facilitator, what kind of questions you're going to ask. And usually, maybe you get like one or two questions in and then it just keeps going and it just spreads. But that's what's wonderful about those kind of book discussions, especially with The Handmaid's Tale when I facilitated in on one discussion. The different opinions that we got from all different age groups was just amazing to witness for yourself. So again, like I always ask people to still attend even if you don't read the book and if you have an interest in the ideas, because just hearing what other people are talking about is really amazing. Some people, they have this aura around them where you just start listening to them and they're telling their story and you're like, I want to know more. And that's what's amazing during these group discussions, that's what happens.
You mentioned something that's very important, the different age groups taking part.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is when I first picked up the novel, I thought, ooh, this is probably more targeted towards people who are older. But then, you know, I started reading it and I thought, nah, this is for people, for everyone. Especially because it is a letter of someone with experience writing to a younger generation. Everyone can benefit from reading this book. I always tell people there's stories from this book that you're going to pick out that are your favorites. And that's what you bring to the book discussions. And you say, I really enjoyed this story because. And that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to see. But I think it's going to be a fun challenge. And I think if people are up to it, that they're really going to enjoy it.
Jessica Sorrenti, Community Relations Officer of the Albright Memorial Library and member of the Scranton Reads Committee, speaking with us about Scranton Reads, One City, One Book, 2017. The first Friday kickoff event will be this Friday, October 6th, from 6 to 8 at the Albright Memorial Library, 500 Vine Street in Scranton, to celebrate the opening. There will be free copies of the book available, light refreshments, the reading of historical letters, and selections from this year's book, and you're invited to attend as part of First Friday. It's the kickoff event for Scranton Reads, One City, One Book. Much more in store, many different opportunities to get together to discuss Gilead by Marilynne Robinson. It's a website that is simple, scrantonreads.org, scrantonreads.org. Scranton Reads, One City, One Book, Gilead by Marilynne Robinson. The Friday kickoff event, 6 to 8 at the Albright Memorial Library, 500 Vine Street in Scranton. There will be readings of historical letters, readings from the book, Gilead, free copies of the book for you, as well as light refreshments. ScrantonReads.org, ScrantonReads.org.